Okay, that's enough, Dad.
Okay.
Thank you, Dad.
Okay.
Okay, now I need love.
Okay.
Thank you, Big Daddy.
But you got your back, of course. Okay, you're more.
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind.
Okay. And you're like, wow.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Dad.
It's enough.
Yeah, that's enough now, Dad. Thank you. You want to come back, Dad?
I don't have to.
Okay, I'm going to hold them. They're my nice puppets.
Okay.
I like them a lot.
Mm.
Are you my nice boy?
Are you my nice boy?
Yeah.
You're my nice boy.
Very good. You got it right. I got it wrong, boy.
Yeah.
Now, Dad. You're my dad.
I'm the daddy.
Okay, now I want to be daddy now, okay?
No, I'm going to be daddy, and you'll be okay. Little boy, okay?
So can I be a little boy who does some studying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be the daddy who put your toys away, okay?
Okay, and I'll be a little boy who does some reading?
I might be the big guy that put the walls aboard.
You got some more things to do. Yeah.
That's
your little brother Marky. I mean, that's my little brother Marky. That goes right over here.
Okay. And here's your
big
shirt.
Thank you, Mr. Daddy. Can I be the daddy now, Ro?
I'm the big daddy.
You want to be the daddy?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
I'm going to help you, Dad.
Okay.
I'm going to help you hang up all the clothes, okay?
Okay.
Are you my dad?
Yeah.
What do you do, Daddy?
My daddy.
Yeah, your name's Daddy, right?
Yeah.
Daddy?
What?
Even the rock, even my place, so it's not good. Daddy, where do you work?
I work at your house here, boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you teach at the university, Dad?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Can I come?
Yeah.
When you work, can I come?
Okay.
And then can I watch you work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait until I get my stomach, okay?
You gonna go work then?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be a good boy while you're working. Sounds good.
Why
slide made out of coal?
Who's going to put his apple here for his little boy, and you get one bite, okay? And he put his apple down. Then after that, he put his apple down on the table and walked away and played with Marky.
Morning set of the, this is February 1st in the morning. Ross said, oh, I'm sorry, not February 1st, January 31st. Ross said, I don't want two knives. You can have a one knife. Now, what did he say this morning? Oh, something about, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. He was, and it was, what was it about?
I don't know, you said something to him as he walked out of the room. He wanted to go downstairs. He said, don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me.
What you do when
oh.
You don't want to be bothered.
Bothered, right. Don't talk to me. And also he said something like, I don't know how to go downstairs. Or I don't know, it wasn't that, but it was like, I don't know how to go downstairs. He left out the word to. Instead of saying, I don't know how to go downstairs, he said, I don't know how to go downstairs. which is interesting because it looks like that might come from improper segmentation.
You should know how to go downstairs.
You know how to go downstairs? Do you know how to go downstairs?
Yeah.
What do you know? What do you know, Ross? Okay, well, he keeps on saying it, so it looks like he really believes it. What's missing is the two, which might come from improper segmentation, or you could argue it comes from analogy. I don't know why John left, or I don't know how John left, or all those. But there's not a deleted, it's not in the first person. So in the third person, you miss the two. Or, I'm sorry, with an equi, with the person of the main clause, the same as the person of the embedded clause, you missed the two. This morning, Marky was saying, "Nice kitty," and Marky went, "Nice kitty," vaguely imitating, and on the stairs, he said something that vaguely resembled, "I want my ball," which was very totally appropriate in the situation, so it might well have been, "I want my bottle." Following while having tea with Ross, Ross said, "Put spoon right here," and Mary said, "That's right." And then you take it by the handle and drink. And Ross said, "Then you stir up it." Ross was talking about his shirt, and he said, "This is the shirt I saw in the whole world." And he meant, "This is the best shirt I saw in the whole world." And then he said, "This is the best shirt I ever saw it." This is all while he was dressing and putting on some new shirts. Marky took Ross's bottle, and Ross came up and said, "That was my bottle," which is the first use of the past tense in that sense that I, with the first use of the past tense of belonging, possessive, that I can remember. And Marky, and he said, "I don't like you anymore, Marky," which is something I think he must have learned at preschool. I gave Ross an apple, slice of an apple, and had one seed in it. I said, "You want it?" And he said, "No, that's a seed apple." The diaper box on the fire, and Ross called it, said, "That's diaper's box," instead of "That's a diaper box." He said, "That's diaper's box."
Let's play some more. No.
Cookie monster eat all the cookies up, or did he leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's diapers box instead of that's a diapers a diaper box. But now we're recording now, Ross. Okay, now do.
I think the bell's ringing. The fire!
The fire is not doing very well. It's not. The fire is not.
Okay? You gonna be okay?